excited about the great celebration.
Yes, the time has come for the Bethlehem Project. Today the king will be born of a young virgin named Mary from Nazareth, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
To him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb, be praise, honor, and glory, and power, forever and ever.
To get out of this town, sensing everything up.
Yep, it's a mite crowded. We're just lucky there was any supplies left there at the store. Do you see that lady? Know that one who was all hunkered down over there at the giant fruit table? Aw, man, they thought we're strange. Scary. You know, I had an aunt that looked a lot like her. Let's see what her name was. Aunt Lucille. No, Beth Ann.
Come on, Josh. Stay with us here, buddy. We gotta get back to camp. We don't want us running into Uzi and his little band of criminals. Stick together, everybody, especially you, Jesse. Of all the times to be wandering off, this is definitely not it. Jesse, where's Jesse? Y'all seen Jesse?
Well, he was here a minute ago.
Spread out. We gotta find him fast.
I think we just did.
Let her go, Uzi. Let him go. Well, if it is an old shepherd, Ruth, and the rest of her outlaws, I thought I'd smelled something. What do you think you're doing here? You better should be passing through. Now that ain't none of your business. We got just as much right as you. As I recall, in Bethlehem, shepherd kids aren't welcome. So be tie-i-a and a ki-i-o. Go back from where you came from. Since you insist on making fun instead of conversation, it comes to mind, it takes the brain. I guess you're going on vacation. You think you're so much better now, you haven't got a clue. It's about time you realize you're not the chosen few. It's getting past your bedtime, kids. You really should stop stalling. What's that I hear out yonder? Bah, well, it's your mama calling.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's mighty funny. We're all one great big smile. But what can we expect from one who just ain't got no style?
You haven't got a clue. It's about time you realize you're not the chosen few. You think you're so much better off. You haven't got a clue. It's about time you realize you're not the chosen few.
Joseph, I don't know where you got this donkey, but it's starting to get on my nerves.
What?
Yeah, Moo, I mean you.
Hang in there, honey. I think we're finally here. I'll just get a couple of our bags and...
What is he doing?
I'm not real sure, but I think he's... stretching?
Are you quite finished?
I think so. Bring me a moment.
Give you a moment? Now? Oh, Joseph, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be cranky. It's just that I'm so tired.
I understand. It's too bad you had to make this trip. But when Rome decides to take a census, they don't exactly ask for permission from the folks in Nazareth. But don't worry, the worst is over. All we have to do now is find a room so you can rest.
thought she's up.
Boy, Bethlehem's got everything, including street musicians.
Whoa, and one little girl who's in a very big hurry. You okay? So you don't feel like talking, huh?
Can you just tell us your name? Maybe we can help.
There you are, Elizabeth. I've been looking all over for you. You gotta quit running off like that. I really worry about you.
Hi, I'm Joseph, and this is my wife, Mary.
My name's Uzziah, but everyone around here calls me Uzi. This is my little sister, Elizabeth.
We were just trying to find out what her name was so we could help, but she wouldn't talk to us.
Well, she doesn't talk. At least she hasn't in a long time.
Elizabeth, what a pretty name. You know what? I have a cousin named Elizabeth. She's very special, and I'm sure you are too.
Hey, by the way, you have any idea where we might be able to find a room tonight?
Well, Mr. Joseph, sir, if you haven't noticed, there's a census going on. I don't see a room in your future. My advice is to go with Plan B.
Plan B? I don't have a Plan B.
No Plan B, huh? Well, this might not work, but you can try Rosenthal's Inn. It's right over there. Ask for Saul. Tell him Uzi sent you. No guarantees, but it's worth a shot.
Thanks, Uzi.
Don't thank me yet. You haven't met Saul or his wife.
What do you think he meant by that, Joseph?
I'm not sure, but we're about to find out. Hello? I'm looking for Saul. Hello? Anybody home?
Saul! Answer the door! Saul! Can you hear me? Answer the door!
Yes, my peach. Is that you singing in the lovely bell-like tones?
Yeah, it's me. Now, would you answer the door?
Ants on the floor, but I just swept the floor, my little dove.
No, answer the door!
Yeto, what was that thought about the ants on the floor? There's somebody at the door.
Hi, I'm Joseph, and this is my wife, Mary. We're in town because of the census.
She's a princess? You should meet my wife, Yetta. Such a princess.
No, she's not a princess. No, Sam. Look, Uzi sent us over here. We're looking for a room. Do you have a room?
Yes, I have a room. You want a broom? I'll go get you my broom.
Wait, we don't want a broom.
You don't?
No, we want a room. A room.
Oh, a room. Well, why didn't you say so, Sonny? We got rooms. See the sign? Rosenthal's Inn. Of course we got rooms. And Chet, we don't have any rooms.
What?
See, there's a census going on, and everybody has to be registered. There's all these people, and I just don't have any more rooms.
So, please, my wife is going to have a baby.
Hey, please. Well, let you stay in if I did have a room.
Saul, a baby. My wife is going to have a baby.
Oh, a baby. How nice. You know, you should get a room. He looks tired.
I give up.
Say, is that your donkey?
Yes.
We have a stable right over there. You're welcome to board him for the night.
Great, and what about us?
You're welcome to board there too. Good night. Yet the mother to pomegranate. I just met the nicest couple. His wife is a pregnant princess.
Oy vey!
The brooms.
I was somewhere before you.
Chill. No, we have to be singing.
Chill.
We have to sing. We have to sing.
Someone? Oh.
The donkey's manger, fa la 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 la. Without a hand, don't be a stranger, fa la 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 la. Carefully we're passing that, fa la 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 la. Soon to be a bassinet, fa la 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 la. I see the skies, for love.
If it rains, we'll make mud pies.
There's no bed nor any table, fa la 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 la.
I'm just grateful there's a stable, fa la 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 la. God provides, I never doubted, fa la 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 la.
Yes, but it's a little crowded.
Now that was fun and exhausting. We can't thank you enough for your help.
No problemo, remember? Besides, we know what it's like to be out on the streets.
You better sit down and rest for a while.
Yeah, you sure don't want to have that baby in here. Me and Elizabeth will feed your donkey. The rest of y'all, meet us in front of Rosenthal's.
You know, Mary, I just keep thinking that this is wrong. What if you do have the baby tonight? Could you imagine the Son of Almighty God, our Messiah, being born in a stable with stinky animals?
Stinky animals?
This isn't exactly what I had pictured
either. But then again, I never thought that God would choose me to carry his son, or choose us to raise him. Look at us, we're not royalty, yet he reached down to me as part of his divine plan.
You know, it kind of does make sense. If you do have the baby tonight, he'll be the king, not just for the rich, but for the poor too, and everyone in between.
Excuse me, Mr. Joseph, sir, but we're all done here. We couldn't help overhear about the Messiah. It really would be nice.
Why don't you stay and talk a while?
I can't. We gotta go meet the others and see ya.
Goodbye, Uzi and Elizabeth. God be with you.
Billy? Where are you, Billy? Where are you, little lamb? I've been working all for you. You have to be more careful. You can make it worse, or may have left a wolf or something.
There you are, Jesse. I've been looking all over you. This disappearing act is getting old.
Quick. Sorry, Ruth. It's just Billy's my friend, and he needs me.
Yeah, right. Right now it's Billy, and earlier today was Elizabeth, wasn't it?
Well...
I'm telling you, Jesse. Wait. That's what I thought. When are you going to learn that friends like Elizabeth mean trouble? You know how close you're getting to almost getting us kicked out of Bethlehem? Shepherds don't hang with city kids.
But Elizabeth's not like that. She's my friend, and we have fun together.
I'm telling you, Jesse, stay away from Elizabeth. You're just going to end up getting hurt. It would take a miracle for things to change between people like Uzi and us. That's the real world, Jess.
Well, I don't like the real world. I like Billy and Elizabeth. I think someone needs to change the real world. And Josh agrees with me, don't you, Josh?
What?
You know what Jesse said about the real world and changing it?
Oh, yeah, that got me thinking about this one uncle I had. Let's see. Uncle Haman, something like that. He had a belly as big as Bethlehem and eyes that were sort of close together. If you looked directly into them for a while, you started seeing double.
Josh, is there a point here somewhere?
A point? Why, of course there's a point. Let's see. My uncle, belly, eyes, seeing double.
Josh!
Oh, yeah. He used to tell me about the Messiah.
I know about the Messiah. They say he's the Savior. He's going to come and be our king someday.
I would wish I would come tonight.
Nope.
Expected Jesus for to set my people free. Say in fears and send release us. What has run, no what in thee.
The incarceration, born in all the earth, thou art the desire of every nation. Born in heaven.
Camp before dark. That means you too, Jesse.
I'm coming. Please, Mr. Messiah, could you hurry up and get here? Fiends are a mess, and we really need you.
Walk over there.
Gabriel, did you hear that?
Yes, and so did our Heavenly Father. We have been directed to speak to the shepherds to tell the good news of the Savior's birth. Are we all ready?
We're ready.
Who are you? Please don't hold
up.
Do you know
not be afraid. I bring you good news, a great joy, which will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace in to men on whom his favor rests.
Many sheep we watch at night, glad tidings brought, an angel cried, how great our joy. Joy, joy, joy,
joy, joy, joy,
is the Lord in heaven on high.
Someone was coming, the Messiah was coming. Man, Uncle Amon, Shaman, whatever, something like that, Shaw knew what he was talking about. Yes, so we.
If I hadn't seen my own two eyes, I never would have believed it. Hustle up, y'all, we're about to meet the Messiah.
Dear God, it's me, Jesse. You're fast.
Thanks for answering my prayer.
I can't wait to meet your son, the all king, the Messiah. I'll talk to you later. When I gotta go to Elizabeth.
Right here, where the angels. This is amazing. Right here, just like the angels told us. I wasn't sure if he ever would come. If he did, I wondered if he cared about people like us.
See, Elizabeth, I told you, I'd like you to meet our king, the Messiah.
Jesse, what have you done?
It's okay. He's welcome, too.
Hello, Elizabeth. This is my son, Jesus.
How nice could tell how my heart sings. How blessed am I to meet the King. Let mouth could speak the joy I know. So here I kneel at the manger floor. your throne.
You can talk.
I can. I'm talking. Come on, Jesse, Ruth, everybody. Let's go tell Uzi.
Wait a minute. We can't do that.
Why not?
Because we're shepherds. What makes you think Uzi will listen to us?
Well, I listened to Jesse, didn't I?
Well, yeah, but that's different.
It doesn't have to be. If God can send angels to tell us about the Messiah, maybe he wants us to tell other people, too. Remember peace on earth? I don't know about you, but we're ready for a little peace around here.
Your brother makes a lot of sense, Ruth. I'd listen to him if I were you.
Well, I guess we better not keep him waiting then. Let's go.
Ruth? I think the waiting's over. Here comes Uzi now.
Feeling a little brave tonight, aren't you, Ruth?
Actually, no. It's just that something happened and what Elizabeth wanted.
Elizabeth, what does she have to do with this? If she's hurt in any way, I'll...
Jesse, wait, I'm fine. Wait, I'm fine.
Elizabeth, you're talking.
I know. I finally have something to say. That's what Ruth was trying to tell you about the Messiah. Wait. Remember Mary and Joseph in the stable? Well, it happened, Uzi. The Messiah was born.
The Messiah? How can you be so sure?
Because there were angels.
A lot of angels.
And they talked to their shepherds.
Boy, did they ever.
And they told them about the baby in the manger. And oh, just listen for once.
He will be the same. night. This has been Isn't It Wonderful to See Them All Getting Along? And that music, it was simply heavenly.
I think we can be certain that mankind will never be the same. God is fulfilling his promises through his Son. We rejoice as we see these young ones embracing the truth.
Glory.
God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. Well,